You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready. The following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the Studio Gym, where excuses never apply.
It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, hey, welcome back. It's a Friday, which means I'm in the studio with TLAT, the lovely and talented Elisa Profumo. From now on Facebook, I'm going to refer to you as TLAT.
Okay.
How's that? You know, Madonna, Prince, the lovely and talented, you know, we're going to do that.
Okay.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, good. You look marvelous.
Thank you.
You have a nice tan from working in the yard.
Thank you.
Yes. And so have you been growing any stevia this year?
Well, if you would pronounce stevia properly, then William Andrews would be very happy. It's actually stevia.
Yeah.
I've been calling it stevia forever. And we had a phone conversation with William. He's one of our listeners. And he informed me, I guess he said it was the professor in him, that I've been pronouncing it wrong. It's actually stevia.
And so instead of saying I've been pronouncing it stevia forever, we should say I've been pronouncing it stevia forever. Right? No?
No.
Get it? Ever? Ever? Stevia?
Got
stevia?
It. Got okay. it. Okay.
But anyway, so it is stevia. There are so many words I mispronounce.
Do you?
I butcher the... Oh, yeah.
It doesn't seem that you do.
Those of you who are old enough to remember who the comedian Norm Crosby was, but Norm Crosby played on the double meaning of words, using words that sounded like the appropriate word but had a totally different meaning, and he made a career out of that. I am the Norm Crosby of the anti-aging community. I use the wrong words all the time, so don't feel bad. There you go.
I'm looking. Carl has a really cool T-shirt on. It's a picture of Abraham Lincoln
with sunglasses and a red
plastic cup, and it says, "I'm so gonna fourscore tonight."
I know, right? I should be. If I was in college, this would be an appropriate shirt.
It's cute. Okay, so I wanted to talk about my trip to Bed Bath & Beyond.
Yes, please.
I went in there to buy you a pillow.
Right, for my one of my birthday. But, you know, I'll be 56 next week. Just let
on
you know.
On Wednesday.
The address here is 2908 Brownsboro Road, Suite 103, Louisville, Kentucky, 40206. Send your happy birthday wishes on the back of a $20 bill. Thank you.
There you go. Anyway, so Carl's been having birthday month this month.
Yes.
So I went to Bed Bath & Beyond to get Carl a special pillow that he requested. And so as I was checking out, the girl tried to sell me. I guess they have promotions that they have at their cash register, and they were trying to sell me this cleaner. It's a detergent that's a cleaner for your dishwasher
right.
and your washing machine. And I said, well, I use vinegar to clean mine. It's a natural source, and that's what I prefer. So as she was checking me out, I picked up the dish.
Well, she also said it's ecologically safe.
Like, well, she said, something. Well, this is ecologically safe. Environmentally safe is actually what she said. And so as she was checking me out, I picked up the dishwasher packet and read the ingredients on it. And the ingredients were citric acid, some biosulfate. And then underneath the ingredient list, it said, if consumed, please contact
poison control
center. And it can cause nausea, vomiting, and it then had all these contraindications for it.
Right.
And I looked at her and I said, isn't this for the dishwasher?
So it's going to get on your dishes and your glasses.
I said, well, if you're going to put this in the dishwasher, it's going to get on your dishes.
Right.
There's going to be residue on your dishes. And it says if you ingest this, to contact your poison control center.
Right. So those out there who are going, well, wait a minute, and because there's always people who – want to be contrary, right?
Right.
They're going to say, well, sure, if you ingest the whole package, you're going to get sick.
But it didn't say the whole package.
But that's not even the point.
But you're putting the whole package that they have there in your dishwasher
to
clean it.
But also you don't have your dishes in your dishwasher when you're using it.
But there's going to be residue.
Yes, that's my point. And my point is, if a lot can harm you, then a little bit is not good for you. Don't even put it in there. Why use it? And vinegar.
Why use it when you can use vinegar? Yeah. I mean, you know that's not going to kill you. When you know you don't have to call the poison control center.
Right. And when you told her that, she just had like a glassy-eyed
stare. She just looked at me and she said, well, I guess you have a point.
And that was it.
And then I just laughed.
That's funny.
So then another story. So yesterday when I was at the gym, I got on the treadmill. After my leg workout, I got on the treadmill for a while, and there was a piece of gum, already chewed gum,
mm-hmm.
ABC gum, already been chewed gum,
right,
stuck on the treadmill.
Where?
Like right where you push start, and right on the right on the control center of the treadmill, someone had stuck a piece of bright green, must have been mint gum.
How disgusting!
I know.
Did you move to another machine?
Well, no, I stayed there.
Did you really?
Yeah, I did. There was already...
I would have just went to another machine.
The treadmills were pretty full,
Yeah. That's gross.
I didn't really have a choice.
That is gross.
Isn't that disgusting?
It is.
I mean, who would do that?
I wouldn't do that. I came home one day, and Elisa said to me, there is gum all over the dryer, and apparently I must have had a piece of chewing gum that I used during my workout, somehow got in my towel... So maybe it was me that was on that treadmill. I don't remember, but it could be.
So this morning, Carl says to me, how many steps do you have on your Fitbit? And it was 7 a.m.
Right.
7 a.m. He goes, I bet I have more than you.
Yeah, because I had been up since like 4:30, 5 o'clock in the morning, right? It's the only time. Look, every day at the end of the night, Elisa goes, how many steps you got on your Fitbit? I don't know, 10,000, 7,000, 6,000. On the days where I don't really do any cardio at all, maybe 4,900. Oh, I've got 14,000. I've got 12,700. It's like, okay, I get it. You move more than I do. So this morning I thought, she's just getting out of bed now. I got her beat.
I had been up.
No, but you know
six,
what I mean.
Yeah.
I had thought about it this morning. I had been moving around the house, and I thought, she's going to be getting out of bed soon. I looked down, and I had like 700 steps already logged. And I know you couldn't have 700 steps. So she comes down to the kitchen this morning, and I go, how many steps you got on your Fitbit? And she looks at me like, what are you talking about? I go, I got 700. I says, mark this moment in time because this is the only time that I'll actually have more steps than you.
I said, it's 7 a.m.
Yeah.
But okay, so I have a question.
Okay.
You know, I have a problem with the Fitbit. I can't wear it all day, every day, because like if we're going out for the evening or if we're going out, it's not much of a fashion statement, and it doesn't. If I have a sundress on, there's no pockets,
right,
nowhere to
put
it. Where do I put it? I guess I could put it in my handbag, but sometimes I carry a small handbag if we're going out to dinner or something.
And you want it on your person. Let's face it. You want to get credit for everything you're doing.
Right.
Because it not only measures steps, by the way, but it measures activity. It can tell when you're sitting still and when you're moving a lot, even when you're not stepping.
Right. Even like when I'm working out, it registers.
Yes.
I'm not walking.
It knows you're moving. So you want to get all that credit. And one day, I have to say this. I think that there's nothing more beautiful than a woman who has a fantastic figure in a thong than when that thong has a Fitbit clipped. So let's just leave that at that. But, you know, women have a harder time keeping their Fitbit with them. Guys usually have pockets. I just drop mine in my pocket.
Well, you know, if you're going out for the evening and you have, like I just said, a sundress on, there's really nowhere to put it. So
right.
I'm not sure. So there have been days where I just couldn't wear it the whole day.
Well, and we were doing cardio one morning, and I said, I predict what's going to happen is somebody's going to come out with jewelry for women. Like a necklace. If somebody out there is a good silversmith, you could make a really nice silver and turquoise necklace with like a pendant where the Fitbit clips into the back of the pendant, and a woman could wear that. So I predict that we're going to see Fitbit jewelry at some point in the time in the future for people who it's not practical for them to wear the little wrist thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's not, they can't have no place to clip it, but they want to wear it because it's important to them. So I predict we're going to see Fitbit jewelry in the future.
I just wanted to mention on August the 6th, there is going to be a national day. Well, it's
recognizing
it's called Be Against Monsanto.
Okay.
BEE.
August 16th. Yeah. Yeah.
Did I say 6th? I'm sorry. August 16th.
You have another one here too.
August 16th.
So what is that, Be Against Monsanto?
Well, people are going to everywhere in every state get together, and they're calling it a swarm.
Oh, cool.
SWARM.
Right.
And protest against Monsanto because of what they're doing to the bees.
And that will not be covered in the media, obviously.
Oh, obviously not.
Yeah, the media will act like it didn't even happen. And they'll probably, in every city, they'll have several hundreds of people congregate. And added together, there'll probably be tens of thousands of people congregating, and the media will act like it didn't happen. It'll be like, oh, no, don't look at them. Don't look at them, because if we see them, we have to acknowledge that they're doing this. Just ignore them. Mm-hmm. So wonderful.
And then today, guess what today is?
That's what I wanted to get to. What is today, Alicia?
It's National Donut Day.
Who started that? Krispy Kreme had to start National Donut Day.
No, okay. So I guess during World War One, the Salvation Army officers went to Europe to comfort the U.S. troops. And while they were there, they made donuts for them to make them feel like, you know, that was a piece of home that they were bringing to
them. Yeah, remember you used to have indigestion when you were at home? We're going to begin give you indigestion here while you're in Europe, too, so you can feel like you're at home. There you go.
So many of them were women, it says, and they became known as the Donut Girls.
Right.
And I guess in 1938 in Chicago, the first National Donut Day was established by the Salvation Army, and it was a way to raise money for social service ministries during the Depression. That's interesting.
And so you know who's picking up the baton and making this a big deal again, right?
Well, of course, Dunkin' Donuts. They're giving away free donuts.
But also
Krispy Kreme.
No. Planet Fatness.
Oh.
Where every day is donut day.
Well, if you're so inclined and would like to eat donuts, you can get free ones today at Krispy Kreme and Dunkin' Donuts.
Really?
And I'm sure Planet Fitness too.
That's so funny.
That is.
We have to take a break. So, you know, we've talked about the Affordable Care Act on this show.
Yes.
And people have told me that I've gotten several things wrong about it. And so I've tasked someone who listens to the show and also does amazing investigative reporting. Her name is Dawn Blanken.
Uh-huh.
And she's going to come on in the next segment. We're going to talk about the Affordable Care Act. We're going to get straight. Is it good? Is it bad? What are they going to do with the money? Is there enough money for it to even work?
I can't wait to hear about this.
Yeah, I mean, this is going to be really good. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, we're going to be joined by Dawn Blanken. We're going to talk about the Affordable Care Act. Is it really affordable? We'll find out. Stay tuned.
I bet you're feeling stronger already. So keep listening to Superhuman Radio. We'll be right back. The UK is known for its queen, Big Ben, and fish and chips. Well, move over. Here's the UK's strongest pro-hormone, Extreme Mass. Extreme Mass will give you a significant amount of muscle and strength. Gains of up to 10 kilograms in a four-week cycle. You'll see an increase in libido, vascularity, and aggression. Shatter your personal bests in the gym while on Extreme Mass. Save 10% off. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Extreme Mass banner and use coupon code MASS10. Train harder, train longer, recover faster, and elevate protein synthesis. It's finally here, Splice, with branched-chain amino acids, taurine, and trimethylglycine. You'll blast through your workouts without the need for stimulants, and the alpha-lactalbumin ensures your workouts will be the most productive because nothing accelerates muscle growth faster. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Predator Nutrition banner ad and use the coupon code SPLYCE10 to save 10% off today. Performance counts, especially in the bedroom. Age Force introduces the Ready Now Sexual Performance Patch. Feel 8 hours of increased performance within minutes of putting on the Ready Now Patch. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ready Now banner ad and save 50% off your first order.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
In a world of advanced bodybuilding supplementation, the numbers don't lie. Fact, Iron Mag Labs is among the fastest-growing hardcore supplement companies in the world. Fact, when it comes to no-nonsense, cutting-edge products, nobody delivers results like Iron Mag Labs. Fact, the Iron Mag Labs line of innovative formulation has set a new industry standard with products that are helping world-class bodybuilders reach levels they never thought possible. Iron Mag Labs is a proud supporter of bodybuilders everywhere. Discover the most hardcore bodybuilding supplements on the market. Visit IronMagLabs.com today.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back. So, you know, I'm prone to really getting it wrong when I start ranting, because let's face it, the truth is no friend to a rant when it comes to me. And I've always been called on things, you know, by people. Hey, you got this wrong, you got that wrong. But I try to get it right. One of the people that I always turn to get information right is my guest, Dawn Blanken. How you doing, Dawn?
I'm good, Carl.
So,
hi, Lisa.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, thank you.
So as soon as I got called out on the ACA thing, you started sending me a lot of information, and you put together a very well thought out, well researched document, which I completely butchered one day trying to go through on the air. And I said, Dawn, why don't you just come on and let's talk about this on the air? So you were so gracious to agree to do that, and that's what we're doing right now. So let's start out with this. The question that prompted this was a statement that I made saying that, oh, finally the government is in the healthcare business. They're going to make all this money off of healthcare. That was their whole goal all along. And someone, I can't think of his name, said you're wrong. The government isn't making anything. They're just pointing people towards healthcare providers. So, and I was wrong, right? The government isn't making anything, or what did you find out about that?
Okay, right. You asked the question. You were asked. You received a comment from Guyver 11, I think it was.
There you go. There you go. See how efficient Dawn is? I mean, she even remembers who it is. Thank you. Okay.
Sure. And your question was, you know, I can't believe the government's not making money off of this. Why would they do it? Okay, so that's a highly political question, and I'll tell you what they say, and that is it was to make health care, health insurance and health care more available to as many people as possible through insurance coverage and through the expansion of Medicaid. So that was the goal, right? So the way the ACA came down was it was written by the insurance companies, and in theory, the goal was to make affordable coverage available to all these people through healthcare exchanges.
Right.
Right. So that's kind of what we're at the beginning of that process as of last fall, and under the law, you're required to purchase healthcare or qualify for Medicaid.
Right. Or pay a fine.
Or pay a fine. Or, I mean, and you're free to go buy any insurance plan you want off of the exchange, too, as long as you have a qualifying plan.
Right. Now, when this all came down, in the media, the insurance companies were positioned as, oh, my God, we're going to get crushed. But, in fact, if I'm reading some of your research correctly, they really stand to benefit from all of this.
Right. At this point, after having done this research, all of that media hype, I would call that crocodile tears.
Uh-huh.
Because if there's one thing the ACA does, it's cover the insurance companies. And clearly, they wouldn't have written anything or approved of anything or promoted anything that was going to put them at risk, right, financially.
Right.
So there's a few provisions within the ACA that are very carefully crafted to protect the insurance companies and what they call risk mitigation, to mm-hmm. limit their risk. And we can go over them briefly if you want. They're
sure.
quite complex.
Sure.
And what I came up against is because they're all new and there's no data and there's no track record, it's all kind of, you know, it exists on paper, but we haven't seen how it actually plays out. They're still making amendments to the ACA and tweaking procedures within it, and HHS, Health and Human Services, who oversees the whole deal, is still making final determinations on the rules.
And just for the record, HHS is the FDA.
HHS it has oversight over the FDA, right, and about 10 other very large agencies.
Okay.
Okay. So, yes. So they have the Health Resources and Services Administration and Indian Health Services and the FDA and the CDC and the National Institutes of Health.
Okay.
And for the purpose of our discussion, the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, which is CMS, and under CMS, which is under HHS, but within CMS, a new agency was created called the Center for Consumer Information and Insurance Oversight, CCIIO, and they're the ones in charge of actually running the ACA.
Okay.
But the whole thing falls under HHS.
Okay.
So that's why Ms. Sebelius was taking all the heat. For everything that went wrong.
I know I'm coming back to this and I'm being redundant, but is the American government going to make money on this, on the ACA? Are they going, when I say make money, are they going to have funds, excuse me, that are going to be used for something other than just managing the ACA?
Right. And that's what intrigued me about your original question. It was a very interesting one. And I was thinking, well, you think people are going to buy premiums, that's going to the insurance company, but where's this huge, massive pool of money going to come to run the ACA? And it's been quite an interesting slog through it. And, you know, here's what the insurance economist that I caught up with said. It's designed to be deficit neutral, which means it's not supposed to make money for the government, and it's not, in theory, supposed to cost money.
But see, my problem with deficit-neutral type business approaches, mm-hmm. I mean, 501(c)s are kind of deficit-neutral businesses, right? They're nonprofits, which means that they have to spend every penny. That's a nonprofit doesn't mean, oh, this poor broken-down business is barely getting by, let's cut them some slack. It means that there are no profits left over at the end of the year that could be distributed to stockholders or go into somebody's pocket. So it means that they very efficiently find holes to spend everything. And that's my fear about the government. Look at what they've done with tax dollars that go for tobacco. They then give those dollars to individual states to spend on what should be advertising and programs to get people not to use tobacco products, but they then in turn use them for whatever they want, repairing roads or whatever.
Don, can I ask you a question?
Sure.
And so here I'm reading on the notes that you sent us that Aetna announced today that they earned $665 million in the first 3 months of 2014. And they also bought Coventry Healthcare, which is who we pay to administer Medicaid.
Correct. And so that's sort of a zoom out from Carl's question, but I think that's an excellent point to make. And if you're trying to educate your listeners as to how that world works, which is not our world, that's a good point. And there are five major insurers who offered plans at the state exchange level. Every single one of them has seen their share price increase way above other financial institutions and similar performing entities. I mean, they've outperformed everybody at this point.
Isn't that funny? And all throughout the ACA, there were the cry, I was going to say the B word, and moaning that, this is going to crush us, this is going to crush us. Now they're sitting back wringing their hands going, you know, ka-ching, ka-ching, look at this, it's great.
Well, that and again, that's at the stakeholder and shareholder level. So, the perception among investors is that the values of all those insurance companies has gone up.
Right.
Right. So within the insurance companies themselves, they're looking at what each of those insurance plans that they sold is going to end up costing them, and this gets into some of the great detail that's taken up much of my attention for the last 2 months, and I'm not very good about keeping things succinct, but basically by law, they're supposed to spend 80 cents of every dollar they collect from you when you pay your premiums.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So if you flip that around, it means that 20% comes right off the top.
Right.
And some of that's administration fees and some of that's profits, but there's 80 cents left to insure you for covered events, okay? But the 20% off the top isn't insignificant.
No, it's big when you look at the billions we're talking about. Elisa had a great question before about Medicare, Medicaid, that originally...
Wasn't this current administration using funds from Medicaid to fund...
ACA
to get it passed?
Technically, well, no. They weren't taking money out of Medicaid in order to pass the ACA, but, and this is all, you know, paper shuffling.
Right.
They argued that it wouldn't cost any money. They were accused of taking money out of Medicaid, but they don't, I mean, the administration doesn't have any authority to engage in that kind of discretionary budgetary spending.
Right.
That's a congressional function. So, and I have to say, again, a little aside here, I'm used to doing a lot of research, and I was as frustrated researching this subject as any, because until about 4 weeks ago, there was zero, just about zero, quality information available on the procedures that were enacted and that were being set up to run the ACA. And even sources that I typically would consider good quality sources were getting things just wrong, 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 and wrong.
And see, part of I want people to recognize something. You can see how tentative Dawn is to talk about some of this stuff. And it's because... this is a convoluted mess. It's like you when you can't answer simple yes and no, answer simple
right.
questions with yes and no's, but you've got to go, well, if you look at this, it looks like that, but if you look at that, it looks like this, and then when you put them both together, it looks like something completely. This is what government does the best. Government is famous for this sort of nonsense.
Okay.
And the problem with this particular issue, it's so highly politicized, and there's so much noise coming from the Republican Party and the Democratic Party and the Libertarian Party, and there's all these accusations flying and all these promises flying. So it gets really hard to sort of tune all that out and figure out, well, okay, what does the law say? Show me what the law says, because I do work for the military, and I can tell you, if it's not ink on paper, it doesn't exist.
Right.
So that's what I'm always looking for. I think Elisa had a question.
Yes, and another issue that I have is, okay, so Carl and I hardly ever use our insurance coverage for anything other than our blood work. Our insurance rates have gone up. Meanwhile, these companies are making, like this Aetna just made $665 million in the first 3 months. That's not who our insurance agency is, but I'm sure they're not too far behind.
Right.
And our insurance rates have increased. Yet we're still not using the health care that we have because
right.
we just use it for blood work, and that's basically about it.
But and this comes back to the whole issue that the insurance companies basically use this as smoke and mirrors, and they, oh, we're going to lose money. We have to raise everybody's rates. Ha, ha, ha. We really didn't have to do that. We're just making more money now.
Right, and there are a few schemes, and I'm using that word literally. I don't mean that pejoratively. There are a few schemes within the ACA that are designed to, purportedly designed to keep rates manageable. And
right.
I hesitate.
With that very subjective word.
Affordable.
Right, right, right.
But I'd like to just touch on the three major ones, I think, that the insurance companies agreed to and are wholly designed to mitigate their risk. And I'll try not to get into them too much.
Okay.
Because
okay.
they're mind-numbingly complex, and we'll know a lot more a year from now than we know right now.
Okay.
But I think your listeners might be interested, because I think it comes down to making the point that the insurance companies have done a terrific job of mitigating their risks, and you and I, the taxpayers, which in the ACA is referred to as the government, hasn't done a very good job
at protecting us,
of ensuring that this will be not deficit.
Right.
And it's, right. You know, not deficit
neutral.
Creating,
yeah.
Right?
Right.
So one of my favorite comments I was hearing from some of these insurance economists, this guy kept harping on the fact that it's not clear that this is not deficit generating. He just, and he was someone who worked on the McCain plan for John McCain, and he just couldn't see where it wasn't going to generate a deficit, if that tells you anything.
Right, right.
But there are some three major...
Hey, Dawn.
Sure.
Can you stay with this just for a second? Can we take a break and come back with these three major points? Okay. Let's just do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we'll continue on discussing the Affordable Care Act. This is Casual Friday on Superhuman Radio. Stay tuned.
We're like an audio workout for your mind. You're listening to Superhuman Radio with Carl Anor. We'll be right back.
Scientists around the world confirm the vital importance of redox signaling to cell health. ASEA is the first and only stable, perfectly balanced mixture of these redox signaling reactive molecules that exist outside of living cells and can be used to help maintain proper balance inside the body to support the immune system, recovery, and the healing process. To learn more about ASEA and what it can do for you, go to superhumanradio.com and click the ASEA banner ad today.
1-2 punch for muscle growth is increased pump and increased intensity. Research shows metabolic changes occur that yield bigger, stronger muscles. Harness the power of agmatine plus carnosine beta-alanine to give your workout the intensity, pump, and metabolic changes that you'll not only feel but be able to see. Go to superhumanradio.com and use the coupon code SHR to get Prime Nutrition's Ultimate Stack and save 30% off. That's a savings of over $12. Get the most out of your next training session with Prime Nutrition's Nitric Oxide Plus Intensity Stack. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
It's new, it's cutting edge, and it's custom made to get you to Gainesville. The Blueprint Meteoric is here. Meteoric is the final frontier for drug-free athletes. Includes brand new breakthrough information about triphasic energy system training and macronutrient cycling. Specifically designed to transform your physique and record time. For a limited time, get the Blueprint Meteoric for free, along with the legendary Add 1 inch to Your Upper Arms in a Single Workout when you subscribe to the Blueprint Bulletin. Go to SuperHumanRadio.com today and click the Blueprint banner ad. The best fat loss patch just got better. Now the Age Force Fat Burner Patch includes Garcinia Cambogia. Lose body fat even faster. Try it free for 30 days. Go to SuperHumanRadio.com and click the Age Force Fat Burner banner ad today. What else do you have to lose except unwanted body fat?
Your physique is carved from sweat, reps, and discipline. It's time to show off your hard work with Quest Apparel. Clothes engineered to enhance the contours of your body. The makers of the number one selling Quest Bar created Quest Apparel with your body and philosophy in mind. Every shirt, pant, and dress has an inspirational custom tagline as a reminder to yourself and a subtle message to those around you that you carve your path to be the exception because you are made, not born. Go to questapparel.com. Enter code SUPERHUMAN to receive 20% off your purchase today.
Power Block dumbbells can replace up to 55 pairs of dumbbells in the space of just one pair, and they come in all sizes to meet the needs of all lifters, as small as 2.5 to 20 pounds per hand, all the way up to 175 pounds per hand, and everything in between. Check out the new Power Block barbells that turn your Power Block dumbbells into barbells in seconds, replacing up to 45 barbells. Or try the new kettlebell handle to convert Power Block dumbbells to kettlebells. Call 800-651-1937 or click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com for a free brochure.
Jumping higher, left and more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back. So we're talking with investigative reporter Dawn Blanken about the Affordable Care Act right now. You were going to mention 3 points when we went into the break, Dawn.
Right. 3 points. But first I should mention another thing. I'm only referring to individual plans and nothing to do with employer plans.
Right, right.
That's a completely different ballgame.
Right.
And there are some taxes that and fees that have been enacted to try to make this revenue neutral, if not revenue generating.
Right.
But I wanted to focus on how it's going to function for the insurers.
Okay.
There are three schemes. Again, I mean that literally.
Yeah, no, the word scheme is used in business in general. It's always it didn't always mean negative. Yeah, it didn't always mean a negative connotation.
Right? Yeah. So there's reinsurance fees, there's risk adjustment fees, and there are risk corridor fees. Some of these are permanent, some of these are temporary. And again, that leads to some concern among insurance economists that there could be what they call a blow-up when all of these things expire in 2019.
Mm-hmm.
The first is the reinsurance fee, which is a $63 fee that's levied on all plan premiums, which will decrease until it sunsets in 2017. And that's paid by the insurance company. Every time they sell a policy, they put $63 into a pool, right? Mm-hmm. And that's supposed to protect the issuer, the insurer, from incurring really high claim costs and to help them cover their costs of high-risk pools, not individuals, but pools. So when a lot of when they sell insurance to 100 people, they divide those people up into five pools of 20 each or whatever the number is, based on the risk to try to mitigate and mediate the risk
right.
within any given group. So they'll put money into a fund that will help them cover any unexpected cost within the pools, right? So, but I just found out this morning that that fee will also cover any unexpected cost they incur on low-risk individuals. So if you, as someone who's perfectly healthy, have insurance, but you have a high-cost event that ends up costing them more than they anticipated, not more than they collected.
But see, but that's what the actuarial pool is supposed to be for. It's supposed right. to balance out. So they're getting extra money to cover that so that they can keep more of the money.
This is actually exactly what it's called, a reinsurance fee. So they've basically insured each other that they won't have to pay more than they anticipated. Now, I don't mean that they go over that 80 cents per dollar that they had set aside for you. They've anticipated spending some portion of that 80 cents, and if they go over that, they want to be reimbursed.
Right.
Okay, so it's really complicated.
They don't want to take it out of their profits, in other words. They want to
get a
buffer.
They don't want to take it out of the full 80%, and goodness right. gracious, they don't want to take it out of the next 20%.
Right, right.
So then those stakeholders who currently think Aetna's worth all that money will start to have a more negative view of Aetna. So, and then this scheme was presented as a means to stabilize premiums, the premium price you pay at the exchange, and to reduce the incentive of the insurer to charge you more money for the premium. So there was supposed to be a benefit to anybody who buys insurance on the exchange. So that money comes directly from them, and they're allowed by law to recoup that cost in the price of a premium anyway. But it's supposed to reduce their incentive to charge certain types of people way more money. And since under the law they were required to insure everybody, including all these high-risk people who didn't used to qualify, they've been wondering how they're going to cover the cost of insuring those people,
right.
and this is one of them.
Right.
So there's all kinds of mechanisms within there, but there's something called an attachment point. And that means that when the cost incurred by the insurance company exceeds a dollar amount, which they set with the agreement of HHS, in this case $45,000 for any individual in just 2014, then they're going to get money back. So no matter what your plan is, what they spent on you, or whether or not it falls within that 80 cents that they had supposedly allotted to pay for your health care, they've set a limit of $45,000, and that goes up to $70,000, I think, for next year.
And basically they've got layers and layers and layers of protection to protect them against any kind of reduction in profits.
Right.
And this is not a good thing.
And I mean, there's several other functions within that reinsurance fee, but you sort of get the idea that insurance companies are going to pony up some money to protect each other.
Right.
And there's a risk adjustment fee, which is a permanent program, so it's not going to sunset in the next few years. But this will transfer funds from plans that have high-risk enrollees to plans with higher-risk enrollees and apply to what they call non-grandfathered individuals and small group plans. This will provide payments to the health insurance companies if they disproportionately attract higher-risk populations, such as people with chronic conditions. Well, gee, that could be
that's
diabetes.
The whole country.
That's yeah. So anybody with diabetes, which is 20% of all the health care costs in the country, they're protected against that. So the intent was to stabilize premium by what they call mitigating the effects of risk selection, and this applies across plans, so not just people within a particular pool, like
right.
we just discussed in the reinsurance
right.
scheme, but across plans
right.
Within the insurance company. Then there's a risk corridor fee, which is paid by the health plan, which is another temporary fee, which will sunset at the end of 2016. This is also designed to protect insurers in case they happen to accidentally set your rates too low and they don't collect enough money and it ends up costing them more than they had hoped. And so this scheme's really, it's complicated, but it's interesting. So I'll give you an example. If the issuer's allowable costs, if the insurance company, if they end up spending only 97% of what they had targeted
right.
to be spent on you, they will pay to HHS a percentage of the difference between
to the government. They're going to pay it to the government, in other words, HHS.
Well, they're going to pay it to HHS, and HHS is going to hold it, and I couldn't exactly
yeah.
find out how that's
yeah.
going to be done.
They're going to hold it. They're going to hold it like Jimmy Hoffa held the pension money for the Teamsters.
Right, but they're going to hold it. But they're not allowed. They're not allowed to. It's not a discretionary money for them.
Right.
It's already been earmarked. So on the other end of that, if the insurance company spends more than 103% of what they had targeted to spend on you, HHS is going to give them some of that money from that pool back.
Yeah.
So that the most they will ever spend on you is 103% of what they took in from you. So that 80 cents that they set aside, if they spend, 103% of that 80 cents, HHS is going to cut them a check.
Oh, yeah.
Now that
so
was,
all of these schemes are designed to protect their profitability. That's what this
absolutely.
Is. It's to indemnify
and
their profits.
Agree to it.
You know what? We're coming.
That plan sunsets in 2017, which means that by 2018, by the time they're selling plans for 2018, they're expected to have figured out what those premiums really should be.
Right.
Whether that means going up or down.
Okay, and so I have one quick question. I'm just reading through your notes, and here it
mm-hmm.
says the White House estimates the cost of creating the National Exchange and website at $122 million. And then there's another sentence above that says you're using Vermont, since it's a small state, as an example. The state has made available $2 million in federal money for small businesses who want assistance from a broker. Who pays for that?
Well, again, you and I paid for it up front, or the people of Vermont paid for it up front, but there's actually, the plan is to collect some funds in the future to pay to run the exchanges. And whether or not that turns out to be something that prevents the states from running a deficit, we'll have to see.
But
most states have balanced budget amendments, so you know if it's going to cost them more than they anticipated.
And do we get our...
HHS for some of that fund money to run the exchange.
Do we get our money back that it cost us?
Yeah, if they end
they
up
have
running
this
a surplus.
Money,
yeah.
yeah, if they have the surplus, right. are they going to give us a refund?
So that's a very good question, and it's one that I asked myself and tried to find an answer to. I found one economist / lawyer / industry analyst who said that some of that premium money would eventually be returned to you, the insured. But in reality, in the past, the way that's worked is they simply agree to lower your premiums in the following year rather than
give you money
to.
Yeah.
Now, in the old days, Carl, I'm the same age you are, so
okay.
I can remember in the old days, if you had certain or you didn't have events with your health insurance or your car insurance, you would get a refund check from your insurance company.
Yeah.
So that doesn't happen anymore.
No.
So that money would simply be rolled over into some.
They'll
fund.
Find. They'll find a hole to. They'll find. They always find holes to bury this money. Dawn, we're coming to the end of this opportunity to talk about this.
Okay.
So can you give us like the Reader's Digest version on A? We know that the government is supposed to be deficit neutral, but we know how that goes because they never give money back and they always need more money, and that's going to change. What can we say about the ACA? Can we say anything about it affirmatively?
I will tell you what the Congressional Budget Office said in April of this year. Their final assessment, and bless their hearts, they're doing updates as fast as they can get the data.
Right.
They project a deficit to you and me just for 2014 of $36 billion.
On the ACA?
Right, to implement the ACA. And then something like $1.9 billion for subsidies and related spending for insurance obtained at the exchanges. That's the cost to the federal government.
So about $40 billion of tax dollars already in a hole. We're already in the negative for running this new program.
Right, and there's going to be some offsets from penalty payments and, you know, people who pay that fee to the IRS for not having insurance or whatever until they collect revenues from the insurance companies through all these plans we just talked about.
Right.
We're not sure, but currently you're looking at a $2 billion deficit.
What portion is $2 billion?
This is for this. This is the $1.9 billion is just for the subsidies being offered to low-income people.
Right. Okay.
Right.
But a total deficit of the whole shebang about $40 billion for everything.
I don't know if they. I don't see a number for the entire. Well, here we go. Net cost of coverage provisions. These are their estimates for future years. So a total of about $40 billion for this year, $75 billion for next year, $123 billion for 2016.
So now let's make sure people understand what we're talking about here. This means that it's going to cost the government tax dollars that they collect from you and I to pay for ACA a total of close to $40 billion more than ACA is going to generate on its own. So this is a deficit of $40 billion, $75 the following year, and so on. So basically what we've done is we've created this marvelous new program to make sure that everybody has insurance, and we're going to bankrupt the country at the same time so that everybody has insurance.
I'm looking at their chart that for 2015 through 2024, and it's $1.4 trillion.
Yikes, with a T. You know what? I don't care what anybody says. This wasn't. I have a friend who has a bumper sticker that says, if you think insurance is expensive now, wait till it's free. That's what his bumper sticker says.
Don, what year did you say that $1.4 trillion?
By?
That's for 2015, estimating out through 2024. And that's a brand new April 2014 Congressional Budget Office document.
Oh, wow.
Listen, Dawn, you're the best. You really are. You know what?
Thank you.
I wish I had access to you more often to keep me from sounding like a dope. But when I go off on a rant, I throw the truth under the bus. But I really appreciate all of the hard work that you put forth to gather all of this information and try to assimilated into some meaning. And I think that you've been very clear. We just don't know what this is going to do to us and whether the government is going to make money or use money for something else. But what we do know for sure is it's costing a lot more money than we can afford it to. That's the bottom line.
The best we can hope for is that we'll break even when all is said and done.
Yeah, right.
That's what HHS says in their document. They're hoping to break even.
God bless you. You're an optimist, Dawn. God bless all the optimists. Listen, thank you so much.
Dawn, it's nice to talk to you finally.
You too. And I just want to say how much I appreciate your show. And I am a huge fan of Rob Bregish. I'm a huge fan of Coach Wade. I have nothing in common with any of these people, but I value everything that they offer every time you interview them, and you and Elisa, too. You're a treasure.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
All right, listen, we'll talk to you soon, okay?
Thank you.
Okay.
Bye, Don.
All right, so stay tuned. When we come back, we will cover some stories that we want to cover for Casual Friday.
When we come back, you think your coffee's strong now. Wait until you try this one.
Oh, yeah. You talk about the Bulletproof Executives coffee. Wait until you hear about this one. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Previously on Superhuman Radio.
Monsanto has shortened more lives than any other sinister regime in our history.
The war against GMOs wages on.
And someone posted on my Facebook and said, you can't be serious about that. You're comparing them to the Nazi regime? And I said, I compare them to any regime because, number one, they're not done yet. And number two, we don't even know. There's no way to do a head count of the number of lives that have been shortened because of the things that Monsanto has promoted in this country and abroad.
Superhuman Radio with Carl Lenore. Listen weekdays at noon.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides. Research on how colostrum improves athletic performance, muscle growth, health, and vitality is undeniable. But finding a reliable source of colostrum is difficult. Now the Superhuman Nation has Immunodynamics. For over 30 years, Immunodynamics has been regarded as both the standard and the source for consistently providing only first 6-hour colostrum, painstakingly processed by continually refined methods to provide the highest biological activity in the world. For a limited time, when you buy Percoba Extra Edge Colostrum Powder, you'll get a bottle of colostrum lozenges and a Fit and Fresh portable drink mixer free. Use coupon code SHR at checkout. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Immunodynamics banner ad today.
Toothpaste is loaded with toxic chemicals. That's why I use Aura MD. Aura MD is a natural dental care product that is made from botanical oils that promotes healthy oral microbiome while destroying dangerous bacteria that lead to gum disease. It does not contain fluoride, detergent, surfactants, or any other chemicals. Best of all, it leaves your breath smelling so good people will comment about it. Right now you can get a buy one, get one free of Aura MD by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Aura MD banner ad. I won't ever use anything else but Aura MD, and neither should you.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced Phytoform. Phytoform has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Only one testosterone booster, Mahler's Aggressive Strength, raises testicular cholesterol levels while increasing gonadotropin releasing hormone. That in turn turbocharges how much testosterone you can make in a clinical trial. This resulted in a 347% increase in testosterone, and it won't bottom out your estrogen levels either, so your libido will be in high gear. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Aggressive Strength banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and get 10% off today.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back. Now that Dawn has left, I can say anything I want.
No, you can't, because I'm still here.
Yeah, I know. I can't wait for Monday when I'm back in the studio by myself. I can say anything I want then.
I keep getting up and going to the ladies' room, not because I really have to go. I'm just adding steps to my Fitbit.
I know what you're doing. And here I sit, you know. Here I sit. That's okay. I love watching you go out the door.
Oh, ha, ha, ha.
All right. So let's talk about salmon.
You want to talk about salmon? I thought we were going to talk about coffee.
Okay, we'll talk about coffee first. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I like coffee with my salmon, actually.
Do you?
Especially when I can get a little buzz from my coffee.
Well, evidently, there's a company in Washington State that is going to introduce marijuana coffee this summer.
I can't wait. You know, think about it. All these states that have legalized marijuana for medical purposes, and now some states that are legalizing it for recreational purposes, like Washington State, they can add weed to anything now, to tea, to coffee, to baked goods at Starbucks, everything.
It's called Mirth Provisions. It's a cold brew coffee. It contains 20 milligrams of THC, which is the active ingredient in marijuana, and that's per 11.5-ounce bottle.
That's a lot. That's a lot of THC. Because I happen to know because, I talked about my son living in San Diego. I'm very familiar with the whole marijuana trade there. Like the really, 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 really good pot at the dispensaries has like in the 30% THC range.
Hmm.
So, I mean, that puts that at 20% per 11 ounces. That's pretty strong coffee.
He said it's going to give the drinker, the owner of this company said it will give the drinker more of a head high. It will be more energizing.
Right.
They're also going to come out with sparkling sodas that contain THC with flavors such as lemon, ginger, and pomegranate. And they're going to cost around $9 to $11 each.
See, I was actually thinking about Red Bull coming out with a special Washington State Red Bull that not only gives you energy, but kind of mellows you out at the same time. I can see that happening.
They said that it could come out into stores as early as July.
Everybody in Washington State is so excited right
now. I guess a lot of people are going to be going to Washington State for vacation.
I wonder how they're handling the whole driving under the influence thing there. Because obviously if you're drinking a cup of coffee and the cop goes, hey, pulls you over and goes, what do you got in the cup? And you go, coffee. You're not lying. He doesn't know that it's laced with marijuana.
Well, this is interesting. Under Washington's marijuana edibles rule, a product cannot contain more than 100 milligrams of THC and a single serving cannot contain more than 10 milligrams.
That's easy. So you make small brownies, and each one you say, well, it's a single serving is one brownie, but you sell them by the bag full.
They're saying they recommend people drink half bottle and then wait an hour to see how you feel and then drink the other half.
Here's what you do. Drink a half a bottle, hide the bottle, and then if you can remember where you hit it, you can drink the rest of it. If you can't remember where you hit it, you probably had too much.
And you don't need it.
Yeah, there you go. That's the answer.
Okay, so let's talk about salmon, Carl.
Yes, I love salmon. I like salmon. I do. I really do. I think it's a great piece of fish.
Did you know that there's dioxin in salmon?
I believe it. The oceans are pretty... Well, wait. Are these wild-caught salmon or are these...
Well, they're finding it in both wild-caught and farmed. Both, yes. And I guess it's from the runoff of fields. Is that correct?
Well, let's think about this for a second. Yeah, I guess it could be from the runoff. It also could be from, ships that go through the ocean, drop things, chemicals, byproducts of the fuel. We don't know what's going on in the ocean.
It says in this article, levels of dioxin were much higher in farmed than wild salmon. Wild salmon dioxin concentrations varied depending on the type. The wild salmon from Alaska, S.E. Alaska, had the highest levels of dioxin.
Southeast, yeah.
While others from the same area had similar levels as Kodiak and BC wild salmon.
Okay, so Southeast Alaska faces the United States. Think about that. That's the portion of Alaska that's facing the United States. So they have the highest dioxin in their salmon. Why do you think that is? Because the pollution is going from the United States out that way.
It says here butter also has high levels of dioxin.
Where are you getting your butter from? That's my question. I mean, I'm getting my butter from Jay King, and I don't think he's got high levels of dioxin. He's not using any pesticides. You know, metabolites of pesticides convert to things in the earth as well. We don't know. And don't forget, Monsanto, if they have their way, will be using one of the portions of Agent Orange, not the dioxin portion, but the, what is it, R2-D2. What is it called? R2D or something?
Something for it. Yeah, yeah. Something for.
But anyway, I mean, they're not using the dioxin portion. But let's face it, there's probably been a lot of dioxin-based products used in the soil before they got wise to it. So I've got to believe it still lingers.
Well, and then you have to worry about dioxin building up because it has a half-life of 7 to 11 years.
Yeah, there you go. There you
so
go.
It can build up in your system.
Yeah.
And then what happens?
So what's the answer? So we have to make sure we get salmon that is wild caught from where? From British Columbia area?
Just let me talk about the half-life a little bit. It says here, so even if a small amount of dioxin is ingested at each meal, the cumulative effect over the course of a lifetime can be great. And that's basically what I said.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's kind of scary. So where do you get it? Well, I guess you get the wild caught because it's got less dioxin in it.
And but how do you know if it says Alaskan, you don't know if it's the southeast coast?
Well, according to this graph that I'm looking at, British Columbia.
Right, BC, yeah.
WS, British Columbia, has the lowest amount of dioxin levels. And then Kodiak, WS Kodiak, Alaska has. No, that's. Yeah, they have pretty low levels too, so.
So there are. So now you have to find out specifically where in Alaska your salmon is coming from.
Mm-hmm.
Sad, very very sad.
Yes, you know, I was having this conversation on Facebook with a friend of mine the other day because she had asked me, or she was talking about how she read an article that tea has pesticides in mm-hmm. it, and I said, yes, you know, we've talked about this before on the show. That I don't eat it, drink anything unless it's organic, and don't drink tea in restaurants because you know it's not organic. And I said, well, pretty soon, you know, you shouldn't eat out at all. And she said, well, unless you're informed, you shouldn't eat at all anyway.
Yeah, right, exactly.
You
yeah.
know?
Yeah, that's true. We actually can take a break, but before we take this next break, I'd like to cover something since we're staying with the food for a second. Let's talk about... mad cow disease for a second.
Yes, there was a fourth confirmed U.S. death from mad cow disease in Texas. And I think that was from April of this year. Oh, I'm sorry. It was a June 2nd press release from the CDC, which how come we don't hear about that in the news?
I think that we've fallen out of favor with the whole or romance with the whole mad cow thing. I think that's what it is. You know what's interesting? In 2009 or 2008, I did a show with a company. I forget where they were, and I can't think of their name now, but they were a beef company that raised grass-fed organic beef. And they wanted to pay to test every one of their cows for prions, which is the root of mad cow disease. Now, think about this for a second. So in other words, if you would have bought beef from this company, you could have been assured that this cow did not have mad cow disease when it was processed. Now, think about that just for a second, right?
Yes.
Wouldn't you think that would be a good thing to do?
Yes.
Do you know the USDA took them to court and stopped them from doing that?
Why?
Well, they cited that, A, testing wasn't conclusive, and, B, that it would cause mass hysteria amongst the public, making them unnecessarily avoid beef that wasn't tested. But you know what really happened. We talked about it. The big beef manufacturers came out and said, look, we are not paying to test every cow. So you better stop them now because we're not going to go up against them. I'll have to find the show during the break and I'll tell you who it was. But they stopped this company from testing every cow for mad cow disease. I'm thinking to myself, this government sucks. This government sucks. Why would they do that? And when they said, well, the tests aren't conclusive, well, the government uses those same tests to determine what cows have mad cow disease or not.
Hmm.
No, they couldn't do it. They blocked them from doing it. It was something Stone Farms, Creek Stone Farms. I'll find it.
Interestingly enough, the only way that, correct me if I'm wrong, the only way that cows can get it is, or the way that they get it is because they eat if they eat each other, like if they're being fed,
well, that's one. Okay, but that's not how they get it. That's how it's transmitted. There's a really good study that came to the forefront in 2007 that no one talks about that shows that a fly wipe, you know, horses and cows, they're tortured by horse flies. And I mean, these flies eat them alive. Well, there was a fly wipe that was being used, and the study came out of either Ireland or Scotland, or someplace like that, where they showed that the cows that were being, this fly wipe was being used, they were all developing prions. They were all developing mad cow disease. So in Europe, they stopped using that fly wipe. They kept using it here in the United States, to my knowledge. I don't think they use it anymore, but they kept using it here in the United States for a very long time after that. What happened was, at the same time, the USDA allowed beef byproducts to be put back in cattle feed. So basically what they were doing was anything that they couldn't use to sell, scraps, hooves, whatever, they would grind up and put it back in the feed that they were feeding cows. So basically cows were being cannibalized. They were eating other cows. They transported the prions that way. That didn't cause the prions. It caused widespread distribution of the prions. But if you look for the study on the fly wipe, you'll find it. It was a very, very strong study, very conclusive, that all the cows that this fly wipe was used on developed mad cow disease.
So they no longer can do that.
To my knowledge, they don't use it anymore in the United States, but
I'm not talking about the fly wipe.
Oh,
I'm talking about putting back into their feed.
They stopped that. But I think they still do it with chickens. I know it. I'm pretty sure they still, they do it with pigs because they feed pigs hot dogs. I know.
Ew.
Anyway, but they only feed them Oscar Mayer. So that's good. Anyway, we're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll be right
back. Previously on Superhuman Radio.
So these people, they go to the doctor, and the doctor says, you know, your cholesterol is kind of high, and you fall into this group here, and under the new guidelines, we need to prescribe you a statin drug. And the person doesn't go, I don't want a statin drug. They don't even go, let me look into it, doc, before you write that prescription. They don't say anything. They go, oh, okay, and they take it.
Carl gives advice about how to talk to your doctor.
In what other area of your life do you take what someone else says that's selling you a service for gospel truth? You pull into the mechanic, and you know all you need is your tire change. And the mechanic says, but you also need a complete engine overhaul. And you go, all right, what's it going to cost? $3,000. Okay, I guess you got to do it. No, you go, I don't need an engine overhaul. Just change my tire so I can get out of here. But no one talks to their doctors like that.
Keep listening to Superhuman Radio with Carl Lenore, weekdays at noon.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
Your physique is carved from sweat, reps, and discipline. It's time to show off your hard work with Quest Apparel, clothes engineered to enhance the contours of your body. The makers of the number one selling Quest Bar created Quest Apparel with your body and philosophy in mind. Every shirt, pant, and dress has an inspirational custom tagline as a reminder to yourself and a subtle message to those around you that you carved your path to be the exception because you are made, not born. Go to questapparel.com and enter code SUPERHUMAN to receive 20% off your purchase today.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
By now, everyone knows I'm a big proponent of dairy. But as we all know, not all dairy is created equal. Learn more about a form of dairy made available to us that is raw, organic, grass-fed, grass-finished, low-heat pasteurized, and cultured with probiotics. Without the offensive beta-casein protein believed to be 13 times more toxic than gluten. Check out superhumandairy.com to learn more or go to superhumanradio.com and click the green-fed dairy banner ad today.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
I like the Police. I know you love Sting, right?
Uh-huh.
You've seen him in concert.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, so I have, I get emails. You know, I signed up for all these different emails.
You get emails?
Oh, you got mail.
You got mail?
Well, I get one from the, it's called Medline Plus, I think, and they send out advice for diabetics. And so this on this one, it's a particular one. It's from the Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics. And this is a tip of the day. And their tip of the day is, some may think that eating a low-carb diet or avoiding carbohydrates altogether would be a good approach for managing diabetes, but that isn't the case. And then they go on to say...
Well, now, wait a minute. They're right. You know why? Hmm. Because it's not a good way to manage diabetes. It's a great way to reverse type 2 diabetes. Ha, 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 ha. I mean, that's obviously, they're stupid, right?
Yes. If you're living with diabetes, your goal should be to manage the carbs in your food choices, not eliminate them. And then they're suggesting women needs 45 to 60 grams of carbs per meal with an additional 15 to 30 grams per snack.
But interestingly enough, they're right about one thing. The type of carbs you eat matters. But they just give that number. They don't give any suggestions,
well,
do they?
Would you look to the right of that? There's a picture of bread.
Right.
There's a picture of bread there.
So it's like, yeah, you know what? So they're recommending that women get how much carbs a day?
240 grams of carbs a day.
Okay, that's real easy to get if you're eating bread, pasta, and potatoes. But if you're eating green leafy vegetables and stuff like that, it's hard.
An occasional apple or grapefruit or berries.
That's what they need to say, to make sure that the majority of your carbohydrates are from these sources.
Why would they have a picture of bread there?
Because they want you to eat bread, that's why.
I just thought that was...
The American Dietetic Association is another shill organization that's designed to promote the MyPlate/eating... diet plate that's set forth by the government, and that is designed to get us to eat the crops that they subsidize.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I agree that there was a time in our existence where grains saved a lot of people's lives because they forgot how to be hunter-gatherers, and the other alternative was for them to starve. But it's not the best food to keep people alive and thriving. There are better options. And so, and we don't have the problems that we had in the past with scarcity. You know, malnutrition was the problem in the 20s. It's not a problem today. It's overnutrition. So.
Yeah. I wanted to talk a little bit about the expiration dates on food.
Yes. Because as you know, I ignore those completely.
Yes, you do.
Elisa goes to me, here, smell this. Does it smell okay?
Here, taste this.
Yeah, I'm like, no, it smells good. She goes, well, I'm not going to eat it because it expired a couple days ago. I'll eat it.
And then it says, trash it or eat it. The truth about expiration dates. And then I started to put in there, just ask Carl. Okay, so what do the dates mean? Well, basically, the federal law doesn't require foods to have dates on them.
But let's figure out who this benefits, really. Who does it benefit?
The food company, because you throw it away and then you go buy more.
Sure.
Okay, so the sell-by date indicates how long a store should display a product on its shelf.
Right.
But they're still safe to eat.
Right. The best if used by date is the extension of that. It says, well, if you bought it and put it in your fridge and haven't eaten it by now, you should throw it away.
Right.
Okay, but that's best if used by. Inferring the word best... Which means a lot of things to a lot of people. It doesn't mean it's bad. It just means...
Well, and that best if used by comes straight from the manufacturer.
They make that up, right.
And they also make up the use by date.
Right.
which is the last date for peak quality.
Right.
And then the expiration date is really the only one that means that it's expired and you should throw the food out.
Which the food industry calls internally of the industry the ka-ching date, which means now you got to go out and buy more because you didn't eat it in time.
Says milk is typically safe for 2 to 3 days after the use-by date if you buy milk off the shelf from the grocery store. What mm-hmm. about raw milk?
Well, let's be clear about something. There is a little-known fact within the dairy industry that milk that's ultra-pasteurized that they produce today doesn't even have to be refrigerated, really. But people aren't ready to know. In Europe, there's a lot of milk that's sold that isn't in a refrigerator. It's in these boxes. But in the United States, we still think of milk as being fresh from the cow, fresh from the farm. And if it's fresh from the farm, then it has to be refrigerated or it'll go bad. Little do people know, milk doesn't go bad anymore like that until it's opened and air can get to it. So, I mean, it's like Twinkies now, milk. I mean, if you don't open the pack, it'll last forever.
Well, what about this margarine? It lasts for up to 6 months after the purchase.
Yeah. I think it lasts even longer than that, the truth is.
But think about it, though. Okay.
Margarine.
Eggs are safe for 3 to 5 weeks. And typically, you don't really need to refrigerate eggs, do you?
You really don't. And the way Jay King told me, okay, so first of all, Jay King once told me that he goes, well, we have to wash the eggs because people won't buy them if there's dirt on them. He goes, but once you wash the egg, then you got to refrigerate it. I said, really? He goes, yeah. He goes, when a hen lays an egg, it has a shiny coating on it. He said, it's almost like mucus that dries. He said, that seals the egg from the air. He goes, because once you wash it, because the shell is made of calcium, it's porous, air can get in, and that starts making the egg go bad. He said, so if you can get eggs right from the farm and never wash them, he says, you could just keep them on your porch if you want to. Interesting.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
I wonder if you can request to have your eggs like that.
I did one time, and then I didn't want to eat them because they had poop on them.
Ew.
And then I got to thinking, because every now and then when you're cracking an egg, you'll drop the shell in, and then like, oh, now is this, I'm going to give myself salmonella.
Yes.
So I opted for the washed, because that's what I said to him. I says, look, can I get a couple dozen eggs? That he goes, you sure you want them? I says, yeah. He goes, okay. And one of them had like a cluster of poop and a piece of straw stuck to it.
Did you eat it?
I threw them away, to be honest with you. I never told them that. I thought, I don't want to, I'm afraid to touch them. Now I have to wash them now.
Chicken, ground meat, and ground poultry will last 1 to 2 days after the purchase. Pre-cooked poultry will last 3 to 4 days. Fish, 1 to 2 days in the refrigerator after purchase. Luncheon meat is safe 2 to 3 weeks. I don't even buy luncheon meat. Dry pasta will last up to 2 years. Don't eat dry pasta. And canned fruits and vegetables will last indefinitely.
Yeah, because they're airtight, and that's really the reason for that.
So we were just talking about refrigerating things, and I have this article here. It says, don't refrigerate potatoes, onions, garlic, avocado, tomatoes, and bananas, melon, and stone fruits, and bread, and pastries, hot sauce, spices, honey, peanut butter, oils.
I think refrigerating peanut butter is a good thing. I don't eat peanut butter, but like cashew butter and almond butter.
Almond butter.
Yeah, I think that's a good thing.
It says that if you refrigerate potatoes, it causes starch to turn to sugar.
So it causes amylopectin to turn into amylose. Interesting.
You need to keep onions physically separated from potatoes.
Really?
Spuds emit moisture and gases that will make your onions rot.
Oh, my God.
I didn't know that.
So spuds emit gases. I you know what? I swear. The other day, I opened up the refrigerator, and I could have sworn I heard, and I was like, what the hell was that? It was a potato.
It says your best bet is to keep onions in the mesh bag that they came in. They like air circulation. Well, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Garlic, I always put garlic in the refrigerator. It says garlic will keep for 2 months without refrigeration.
It'll keep growing, in fact.
If you keep them out of the damp air of the refrigerator, you'll avoid making all your other nearby produce smell like garlic.
But then the deer and the rabbit won't like it. And the vampires won't eat it when you're sleeping.
Avocado, you don't need to
refrigerate.
No. Tomatoes, Cold breaks down the cell walls in tomato flesh and causes them to become mealy.
M-E-A-L-Y?
M-E-A-L-Y, yes.
Yeah, mealy. Interesting.
Fresh melon, uncut, is the best stored on the kitchen counter where it can properly ripen and sweeten. I know that.
That makes sense, yeah.
And bread, it says to eat your bread before it gets to the point where you need to chill it, but who eats bread?
Throw your bread away. Buy your bread, bring it home, and throw it away immediately.
Once again, on spices, the humid environment of a refrigerator is detrimental to the flavor of spices.
Yeah, I've known that.
And you refrigerate honey, and it says not to.
But that, you know why, right?
Because you like
I like it when it turns to that hard, sugary. I don't like honey when it's syrupy. I like it when it gets crystallized. And the only way to make it crystallized is to keep it in the fridge.
It says that it has a practically indefinite shelf life, and they've heard tells of archaeologists uncovering ancient Egyptian tombs with edible honey inside.
I believe it.
Well, that's crazy.
Well, think about it. What is honey?
It's bee vomit.
There you go. So it's already bad. It doesn't can't go any worse.
You know, just real quick, while we're talking about bees, did you know that they have to ship bees into California because they need to pollinate over 800,000 acres of almond trees, and there's not enough bees. So they ship them in during the winter to pollinate almond crops.
How crazy is that? But what happens from year to year? You mean all the bees then they just die? In other words, I mean they make nests and grow new bees and.
Well, I guess they use bees from beekeepers and they ship them in to pollinate.
But you would think that once you ship them in one time, then they would keep the
cycle. But don't they give them back to the beekeeper, and the beekeeper takes them back home?
No, you're funny. Yeah, there you go. Hey, we're all done growing those almonds. Go out and catch those bees. That would be – imagine being the guy with that job.
That would be funny.
I hate my job. Why? I got to go out and catch 2 billion bees this weekend. That's an easy one. Just let them sting you, and they'll die and fall on the ground, and you pick them up and put them in a bag.
Well, who knew that growing bees, then you could sell them off. And
you're funny. I thought you were serious. You're like, well, don't they just get them and send them back to the beekeeper?
Did I look serious?
No, but you said it with straight face, and I was like, you're kidding, right? That would have been funny. On that note, while you're all laughing, let's take a break. How's that sound?
Sounds good.
All right, stay tuned. We'll be right back.
He's asking the hard questions.
Where are the convictions for the drugs that are being used right now that are killing people?
The government is too afraid to answer.
You see all the attorneys, hey, if you develop cancer after taking this supplement, call our law office because we got a class action suit coming together.
Carl Lenore.
What's wrong with you people?
On Superhuman Radio.
Toothpaste is loaded with toxic chemicals. That's why I use AuraMD. AuraMD is a natural dental care product that is made from botanical oils that promotes healthy oral microbiome while destroying dangerous bacteria that lead to gum disease. It does not contain fluoride, detergents, surfactants, or any other chemicals. Best of all, it leaves your breath smelling so good people will comment about it. Right now you can get a buy one, get one free of AuraMD by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the AuraMD banner ad. I won't ever use anything else but AuraMD, and neither should you.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
Superhumans using Percova Extra Edge Colostrum Powder are experiencing dramatic improvements in strength, performance, recovery, and endurance. Benefits that cannot be duplicated by any other supplement. Percova Extra Edge Colostrum Powder will take your game to another level. If you already know how great Percova Extra Edge Colostrum is, you could purchase 4 jars of Extra Edge Colostrum Powder for $200. Use coupon code SHR2. See the Percova banner ad on superhumanradio.com today.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Power Block dumbbells can replace up to 55 pairs of dumbbells in the space of just one pair, and they come in all sizes to meet the needs of all lifters, as small as 2.5 to 20 pounds per hand, all the way up to 175 pounds per hand, and everything in between. Check out the new Power Block barbells that turn your Power Block dumbbells into barbells in seconds, replacing up to 45 barbells. Or try the new kettlebell handle to convert Power Block dumbbells to kettlebells. Call 800-651-1937 or click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com for a free brochure.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Ready? Hit it. I like the bottom. The beat. You know, I've listened to the show in a car with good stereo. Our music sounds great when you have really good speakers in your car. I don't have good speakers. I have one speaker in my 25-year-old Volvo. One. And it's the front right speaker that works.
But I can certainly hear you driving up the driveway.
I got to turn it up. I mean, I have one speaker. How do I fill the car with sound with one speaker? I got to turn that sucker up. So, there you go.
Okay, so I have a bone to pick with Nestle's.
Oh, yes. And who knew? I didn't know any of this until Elisa started doing the research.
Oh, I've just been reading about Nestle's. Did you know that they're the number one food company in terms of sales in the world?
I didn't know that.
They have over 8,000 brands of coffee and water and chocolate. And what they're doing
Baby formula.
What they're doing is right up there with Monsanto. Right up there. I want everyone to boycott Nestle.
And you can go to Wikipedia and find all of their brands and find out what you're buying from them now. And you'll find out why as we talk about
this. Do not ever buy anything from Nestle again. Okay, so let's just start out with GMOs. They are a member of the Grocer Manufacturers Association. They donated $1,052,743 to the anti-GMO labeling campaign in Washington State alone.
Yeah, last year, right.
Last year. Right. Okay, so in 2012, there was an article that was published about the scandalous history of Nestle's infant formula.
This, to me, is the most onerous of all their crimes.
You can go to a website. It's called nomore.org, K-N-O-W, more.org, and you can read about some of their things that they've done. It's just awful. So what they did was, I guess this back during World War II, I think it was, they hired nurses and women to dress as nurses. Not necessarily all of them were nurses. And they went door to door with coupons, and they gave coupons to these women, and they basically told them that while breastfeeding was good, giving the baby formula was better, because if they breastfed alone, the babies were not going to get all of the minerals and nutrients that they needed.
Could you imagine?
They also went to third world countries and did the same thing. And they gave samples of baby formula to these women. And these women were trying to buy formula. They don't have the money. So basically, they had two or three children to feed formula instead of breastfeeding. They would dilute with unhealthy water. And these children were dying of malnutrition.
Because they were trying to feed them formula.
Because they were trying to feed them formula because they thought, because what Nestle told them, that was better than breast formula. So these children
breast
were
milk.
Dying. I'm sorry, breast milk. They were dying of malnutrition. And the way they described it in this article, they were saying that these children look like heads on the bodies of old men.
Right.
Because they were so crumpled up.
Well, doesn't Nestle still do this propaganda in the formula industry?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And I mean, coffee and the way they, like palm oil that they use in their products, they're destroying. We've talked about palm oil.
Deforesting,
They're deforesting. They're destroying their orangutans in the rainforest.
Right.
I mean, everything they do, and the bottled water, they're destroying the land in Brazil. They're going there to get minerals for their water. And I mean, it's just, you're going to have, everybody's going to need to read because there's just so much we don't have time to cover it all.
In 2002, they were caught in a labeling scandal where they were buying powdered milk from Uruguay and then relabeling it to make it look like it came from local in Colombia. The other thing that you were just talking about water, the CEO of the company, Peter Brabeck.
He came out in a video in 2013, said that water is not a human right and that it should be privatized.
Really? Water is not a human right. So what's he going to do, catch the rain as it's coming down and put it in bottles?
It should be privatized. In 2002,
this is another nut. I put him right up there with Hugh Grant from Monsanto.
In 2012, Mayor Bloomberg of New York City launched the Latch On New York City initiative, where he wants hospitals to stop promoting formulas.
Good for him.
In 2001, Nestle was accused of buying cocoa from the Ivory Coast in which may have been produced using child slaves.
That came out in the BBC, by the way.
Sadly, Nestle has no fair trade policy to make sure that the producers of its cocoa and coffee are paid a living wage.
Mm.
Nestle has been accused of promoting unhealthy food, especially marketing unfairly to kids.
For those who feel bad about animals, they test on animals inhumanely as well. You see that one?
Yes. According to Forbes, for many years, Nestle has used palm oil from companies that were ruining Indonesia rainforest, threatening the livelihoods of local people and pushing orangutans toward extinction.
So if you go to Wikipedia and you search for Nestle's, you'll find a complete list of all their products that fall into the categories of cereals, yogurts, coffee, water, other drinks, chilled drinks, ice cream brands, not just one ice cream, infant foods, infant formula, performance nutrition, healthcare nutrition, seasonings, frozen foods, refrigerated products, chocolate, confectionery, and baked goods, food service products, pet care, your dog is eating Nestle's, and so on and so forth.
Well, and the water, the list of water, it's like in every country, and yogurt. Did you say coffee?
I did say coffee. I think
okay.
I did. Maybe I didn't. What about coffee?
Well, they, you know, like
I wanted
Nespresso.
To get one of those Nespressos.
Nespresso is their brand.
When we went to Mexico, I fell back in love with espresso because we had a Nespresso one-shot machine in our room. You drop the little bullet in, you hit the lever, and a cup of espresso comes out. I was like, I want to get one of these. And then now I have a Maganet that you bought me. That's even better. But then when you said this morning, good thing we didn't get that Nespresso because that's a Nestle's product. I was like,
damn. Well, did you know San Pellegrino is a Nestle's product?
Oh, man, don't tell me that. I love Pellegrino water.
San Pellegrino is, and so is Perrier.
So Monsanto went after the seeds. Nestle's is going after the water. These companies that look to control us go after the most basic of things.
Poland Springs water here
Another
in the USA.
Water.
But you have to go to Wikipedia and look at all of their products. That Calistoga is some of their water.
Right.
Carnation instant drinks, Libby's juices, Nest tea, iced tea, sweet leaf tea. There was another one that I was shocked that was their product. They have ice creams. They have all
this. But you see what I'm saying? So Monsanto.
Oh, L'Oreal makeup.
Really?
They own 51%, I think, of L'Oreal makeup.
Nobody wears L'Oreal anymore, right? That's a dying generation, isn't it?
It may be, but still, I mean, some people might.
But my point is, if you look at Monsanto, they look to capture the seed market. Because how can you grow anything without seeds? And Nestle's is capturing the water market. How can you live without water? These companies that are the most sinister
privatized.
They go after things that if they have control, they can control the population.
Hot pockets.
That figures. That figures.
So Tombstone Pizza. Yeah. Stay away from, I mean, even their chocolates, you know, like.
There's so many better chocolates out there now. All these fair trade chocolates. All these designer boutiques.
Theo's is a fair trade chocolate that I think Ben Affleck started. And,
yes.
And they give money back to the poor countries.
Right. Yeah, it's amazing.
Yes.
I'm looking at DiGiorno. DiGiorno's pizza is a very popular pizza, too. They own that as well. Wow.
Pet care. So.
Buitoni used to be a popular pasta and pasta sauce. List goes on and on. Check it out. Go to Wikipedia and look at the Nestle's page. You want to take a break now? Or you have something else you want to talk about?
No, that's fine. Just boycott Nestle.
Yeah, we also have listener questions and comments that we'll read at the end of the show. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Throw away those muscle-building rag mags and listen to real health information you can trust.
So right now what's trending is like resistance exercise, CrossFit. So he's like, well, I'm going to write an article that will make all of those people go, what? There are people out there who are trying to convince themselves that heavy resistance training is not good for you. They want to be substantiated by why they don't go into the gym and do any kind of work. In order for you to get rhabdomyolysis, you have to be an extremely well-trained athlete who pushes your body beyond the point of no return. And even then, you may not get rhabdo.
Only on Superhuman Radio with Carl Lenore.
They couldn't get rhabdo if I said, get rhabdo and I'll give you $1 million.
It's new, it's cutting edge, and it's custom made to get you to Gainesville. The Blueprint Meteoric is here. Meteoric is the final frontier for drug-free athletes. Includes brand new breakthrough information about triphasic energy system training and macronutrient cycling. Specifically designed to transform your physique and record time. For a limited time, get the Blueprint Meteoric for free, along with the legendary add 1 inch to your upper arms in a single workout when you subscribe to the Blueprint Bulletin. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Blueprint banner ad.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N labs.com.
Performance counts, especially in the bedroom. AgeForce introduces the Ready Now Sexual Performance Patch. Feel 8 hours of increased performance within minutes of putting on the Ready Now Patch. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ready Now banner ad and save 50% off your first order. The UK is known for its queen, Big Ben, and fish and chips. Well, move over. Here's the UK's strongest pro-hormone, Extreme Mass. Extreme Mass will give you a significant amount of muscle and strength, gains of up to 10 kilograms in a four-week cycle. You'll see an increase in libido, vascularity, and aggression. Shatter your personal bests in the gym while on Extreme Mass. Save 10% off. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Extreme Mass banner and use coupon code MASS10.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology.
Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back. So we talk about, I have to always preface it by saying, well, we don't like to call it intermittent fasting because everybody, that kind of energizes people on both sides of the fence. But there's people out there who say fasting is dangerous. So we like to call it more ancestral eating patterns. But you found a really good study from University of Southern California, right?
Yes. I think it was Gordon Waddell that put that on my Facebook wall. A study in the June 5th issue of the Cell Stem Cell shows that cycles of prolonged fasting not only protect against immune system damage, a major side effect of chemotherapy, but also induces immune system regeneration, shifting stem cells from a dormant state to a state of self-renewal.
Just by fasting.
Just by three-day fasting.
So how can fasting be bad for you if it does these wonderful things? Think about this. I mean, this is one of, we talk about metabolic flexibility. And it's one of the ancestral gifts that you can fast.
And this was in both mice and phase one of human clinical trials.
Wow. So anybody out there who still thinks that fasting is bad for you, you shouldn't do it, blah, 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 you got to realize that we've been fasting for millions of years. For millions of years. Not because we chose. It's not like we said, hey, let's fast. We probably did it instinctively or sometimes just because there wasn't anything around to eat.
By outlining how it says here, the study has major implications for healthier aging, in which immune system decline contributes to increased susceptibility to disease as people age. By outlining how prolonged fasting cycles, periods of no food for 2 to 4 days at a time over the course of 6 months, kill older and damaged immune cells and generate new ones.
And don't forget, you switch to a state of ketosis when you fast for that long. So the ketones are going to they're going to kill any cancers that are growing as well.
That's amazing.
But meanwhile, you have a population in this country and other developed nations that can't go. I was talking to a guy at the gym the other day, and he told me that he went to the doctor, and the doctor said his blood sugar is good, and I said, so what's your blood sugar? And it's almost 120, he said. And I said, it's not good. The doctor said it is, he said. And so I tried to explain to him.
Who said that?
This guy that I was talking to in the sauna.
Okay.
He's an older guy. He just retired from UPS.
Oh, okay.
And so I went into the whole, don't eat a lot of carbs, you know, switch your carb sources, like we were talking about before, to vegetables, stay away from the potatoes and the bread for a while and so on. And when we were talking about this, I said, can you go for long periods without eating? He goes, oh, no. He goes, in fact, and when I wake up in the morning, if I don't have a meal right away, he goes, I feel shaky. Now, there are people out there who can't fast because they are so metabolically compromised that they can't go for even a few hours without a meal. And look at them. And then look at the people who can fast and look at the research on fasting. I mean, this country and other countries abroad, if they just got people to start focusing on prolonging their periods of time without food slowly, kind of like progressive resistance exercise, until they can go for an entire 24 hours without eating, that would solve a lot of problems. Just that as an exercise, if they just focused on that.
Interestingly here, I would like for you to address this, though. It says, prolonged fasting also lowered levels of IGF-1.
That's true.
A growth factor hormone that Longo and others have linked to aging, tumor progression, and cancer risk.
Well, okay, so IGF-1 is suppressed during fasting, and that is thought to be one of its oncoprotective benefits. However, the research that links high IGF-1 levels to shorter lifespan is when you look at someone who has acromegaly, where they are producing, you know, their giantism, right? They don't live very long. So, and in mice and in rats that are genetically predisposed to produce a lot of growth hormone, they don't live as long as regular mice and rats. So we know that. But small
improvements in IGF-1, like those that are seen in the anti-aging community using, you know, 1 to 2 IUs of growth hormone 5 days a week. Those don't appear to cause people to age faster and don't contribute to cancers. Unless you have a cancer, then obviously IGF-1 is going to be a problem. IGF-1 is corollary. It'll make cancer grow faster once you have it. But there's no linkage to it causing cancer. Otherwise, every kid would have cancer by the time they reach puberty because their IGF-1 levels are going through the roof because they're growing like weeds. And they'd all have cancer, too.
This is amazing. It says, the good news is that the body got rid of the parts of the system that might be damaged or old, the inefficient parts, during the fasting. Now, if you start with a system heavily damaged by chemotherapy or aging, fasting cycles can generate literally a new immune system.
Yes, but see,
that's amazing.
Because fasting promotes autophagy. And I just said this yesterday.
Is that the same as autophagy?
Yeah. And it's the same thing as stevia and stevia. I always say autophagy, but the scientists I have on the show always pronounce it autophagy. So I got with the program.
Oh,
so
okay.
I call it autophagy, too. And I want to sound smart.
And I call it stevia now.
Yeah. I want to sound smart. I want people to think I'm smart. So the reality is, if your body isn't playing host to digesting food, it can clean things up. It can spend time cleaning things up. So it's really important.
I need to fast.
I'm fasted right now. Oh, no, I just ate that apple.
You ate that apple.
Damn it. Damn it to hell.
Can you say that on the air?
I hope the FCC doesn't come after me. What else do you want to talk about? There's a couple other stories that I wanted to talk about.
You wanted to talk about the Monsanto seeds in Canada.
Yes. So, you know, Monsanto, we talked about this a second ago.
Carmela sent me this.
Yes, thank you. We talked about this just a couple seconds ago, that Monsanto is cornering the market in the seed industry because that puts them in a position to be very strong worldwide. Well, their seed imperialism has been halted in Canada thanks to massive protests there. I think that's fantastic.
It's a grassroots activism against,
it's wonderful.
Against Monsanto. Isn't that awesome? We should do that here. How come that doesn't work here?
Because the media... See, Monsanto is not a Canadian company. So Canada is not going to protect them. Monsanto is an American company, so the government and the media protect them. That's what it's all about. That's why Monsanto can poison us here, but other governments won't let them poison them over there. It's terrible. So, and there you go. So a good win for Canada.
And that was for the GM alfalfa.
Yeah. Yeah, that they would then feed to animals, by the way. And then you'd eat those animals, right?
Well, isn't that what's happening?
And drink their milk. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So win one, score one for Canada and subtract one for Monsanto. There you go. I think that's all we wanted to talk about this segment, and we're going to take a break. And when we come back, we've got listener comments and questions. So stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
Keep listening to Superhuman Radio and feel your brain getting stronger by the minute. We'll be right back.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
Performance counts, especially in the bedroom. AgeForce introduces the Ready Now Sexual Performance Patch. Feel 8 hours of increased performance within minutes of putting on the Ready Now Patch. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ready Now banner ad and save 50% off your first order.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. Phytoform has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing. The 1-2 punch for muscle growth is increased pump and increased intensity. Research shows metabolic changes occur that yield bigger, stronger muscles. Harness the power of agmatine plus carnosine beta-alanine to give your workouts the intensity, pump, and metabolic changes that you'll not only feel but be able to see. Go to superhumanradio.com and use the coupon code SHR to get Prime Nutrition's ultimate stack and save 30% off. That's a savings of over $12. Get the most out of your next training session with Prime Nutrition's Nitric Oxide Plus Intensity Stack. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
By now, everyone knows I'm a big proponent of dairy. But as we all know, not all dairy is created equal. Learn more about a form of dairy made available to us that is raw, organic, grass-fed, grass-finished, low-heat pasteurized, and cultured with probiotics, without the offensive beta-casein protein believed to be 13 times more toxic than gluten. Check out superhumandairy.com to learn more, or go to superhumanradio.com and click the green-fed dairy banner ad today.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Jumping higher, left and more. It's Superhuman Radio.
This is the part of the show that you wait for. Listener comments and questions. This one comes from James V. in Vancouver, British Columbia. Hey, we got to get James V. to send us some salmon.
Yes.
Because the salmon from BC is good. He says, hey, Carl, I work in security and listen to your show for cutting-edge intel that you so graciously bring. I have also ventured across your TV show, SHTV. I look forward to one day seeing the lovely and talented Elisa replace your current co-host. That's Tony he's talking about. Of course, the only thing we have up on YouTube are the shows that we have to put the other shows up that you did. You will see those. I'm going to make an effort to get those up next week. Of course, Elisa did a whole bunch of shows with me. He is fine, but not as easy on the eyes as Elisa. And then he goes parenthetically, what can I say? Anyway, to my point. I just wanted to let you know that the Android app runs on the new BlackBerry cell phone. So us superhuman prosumers can enjoy the great broadcast and keep from the NSA listening to us due to the inherent BlackBerry security features. The Android app can be easily downloaded from Amazon, for example, and install directly without anything else, as BlackBerry has a built-in Android runtime feature. Just thought your listeners may want to know that. Yeah, thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. And he said, I look forward to meeting with you in a firm handshake someday. Yes, I look forward to that, too. We're coming up there to get some salmon, James. So make up a bed and a room for us. There you go.
Okay, I have one from Alex. Carl, I have a story I'd like to share with the superhuman nation. I usually wake up early and pack a lunch for work. This morning I woke up late and did not have time to cook my eggs, so I put 12 whole raw eggs in a Tupperware soup container and put it in my backpack. When I left the house, I realized I was late for my bus, so I had to jog to the bus stop. When I got to work and pulled out my eggs, I had 12 scrambled eggs.
I was going to say, he shook them up.
I figured, what the hey, and chugged all 12 eggs at my cubicle while waiting for my computer to start up. They were pretty tasty. I washed them all down with about 5 black olives, a cup of coffee, and an apple pie Quest bar for dessert. I feel like a real superhuman.
Yeah, I think you are a superhuman. That's pretty cool.
That's funny. What a new way to scramble eggs.
So there you go. When you go out for your morning jog, just bring your eggs with you, and then you can just throw them in the frying pan when you get back.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, that is funny.
Thanks for sharing.
This one comes from Mike. He says, I got a couple complaints and comments I'd like to make. First, the shows are not being uploaded in a timely fashion to the website. Often shows are not posted for 2 to 3 days. This is problematic for those of us that don't listen live but would like to hear episodes the day they air. The same can be said for the iTunes podcast. They're never there the day they air. And when they do appear, they're completely out of order. I know, I hate iTunes for this reason. And if you do a search for Superhuman Radio, the episode of SHR are all mixed in with episodes of Body RX Show, making it very difficult to find specific. That shouldn't be. I don't know why iTunes does that. They're totally two different, totally feeds. Secondly, the app has a few issues. Yeah, I know. First, I cannot play a podcast unless I'm using Wi-Fi connection. This happens randomly to some people.
It happens to me.
But I can play without a Wi-Fi connection. I don't understand. We don't know what that bug is yet. So, Mike, if you're listening, I'd appreciate it if you could actually message me again through the app and tell me what version of iPhone you're using. That would be helpful. I have an iPhone and have all the appropriate settings turned on yet. It will not let me play past episodes unless over Wi-Fi. Secondly, if you play the live stream, you can't stop it. This happened to you.
Mm-hmm.
You can't stop it from playing unless you close the app. If you hit stop button, it stops for about 3 seconds and then starts playing again. Not a big deal, but glitchy. Thanks. I know. These are frustrations. I'm actually, there's a group upstairs that all they do is work on computers. I'm trying to hire one of their guys to make some modifications to our app, so I'm working on it.
And what about the shows that are being posted? They get on there the next day, right?
No, they get on. The shows are going to be on the RSS feed the same day from now on.
Oh, okay.
I'm making an effort to do that myself here before I leave. So, you have any others?
No, that's it.
Then that's it.
Is that all?
Yeah, the week is over. I can't wait.
Oh.
We have a lot of good shows next week.
Oh, weren't you going to read something from Dawn? No?
I'm going to have her come back. I can't talk right now. I'm having a problem.
Okay. So I think he said he was going to have Dawn Blinken come back on and talk some more about the ACA.
My allergies are killing me.
Sounds like it.
I can't breathe. All right, look, we're going to take the rest of the week off.
No, we'll be back on Monday.
And Monday I'll be back. I promise I'll be able to talk then. See you then. Have a good weekend.
Bye.
Exposing the man behind the curtain in the organic discussion.
Whole Foods is getting prepared for this onslaught of new customers by finding ways to fool them into buying things that aren't organic, thinking that they are, which is the way they led into the industry. Back in the day when people remember Whole Foods, there were people that were going in there and going, oh, well, this is all organic. I bought it at Whole Foods. And, oh, no, they do sell conventional stuff there. They do? Yeah.
Exposing the myths in our grocery stores.
And then Whole Foods started labeling it more clearly what was organic and what was conventional. But there was a whole period of time.